Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the 23rd day of July, 2009, on this Thursday edition. And we are going to be here live for the next 4 hours. We have Reverend Ted Pike joining us, coming up in an hour and a half to give us the latest on the hate bill and where it is in Congress. It reportedly is completely passed, but there is some way to hamstring it. So we'll go over the legislative parlay with Reverend Ted Pike coming up in an hour and a half. Then Rand Paul with his Kentucky Senate bid will be joining us, the son of Dr. Ron Paul, a doctor in his own right. And then we've got Robert Wilcox, author of Target Patton, coming on. You know, we first had him on about 6 months ago, before it was really big mainstream news how Patton was murdered. But now it's been in scores of mainstream newspapers going over the government documents how General Patton was murdered because he wouldn't hand Germany over to the Soviets. So that is coming up in the last hour today, and we'll have open phones throughout the broadcast. In fact, I've been shaking things up a bit. We've been taking a lot of calls early in the radio show because I've noticed that if I take some calls, it takes us in different directions, brings up different news items, different issues that we had not previously been discussing, or makes me think of stories that I meant to cover that I hadn't. It literally is a grab bag or a wheel of fortune. Spin the wheel. See what listeners have to say. So we'll open the phones up right now. But today, at least in the first 2 hours, for first-time callers only. John, be sure and ask them if they're first-time callers. No matter how great your point is, if you're not a first-time caller and I recognize you, I'm going to hang up on you. Because I want to give first-time callers, I get emails and letters saying people have tried to call in for years. This is your chance. First-time callers. On Obama's press conference last night and all that propaganda, on the socialized healthcare eugenics takeover, on all the anti-gun legislation, on all the news coming out of his administration filled with eugenicists calling for poisoning the food and water to sterilize the American people, the carbon tax raced through the House, now racing through the Senate, the $23.7 trillion, flipped around on the radio this morning and heard it being discussed on two different talk stations. But they're acting like it's the Democrats doing it, of course. Oh, it's only the Democrats. Oh, it's the liberals. No, it's the real government, the offshore private Federal Reserve. George Bush and Obama's handlers together engaged in this heist. They're all wearing the little black mask. They're all in the same gang. They all need to be in striped uniforms. But see, oh, it's all about Obama. He's stolen us blind. Well, yes, he has. But if you just blame Obama and don't blame the Republicans, then in 4 years, or in 8 years, we'll have a new president, different party, same ballgame. Like a Don King fight. He owns both the fighters. Or WWF wrestling, or WWE. It is staged. And when we have that revelation, we can start fixing things. And I know you know that. But talk radio saying, yeah, there's a world government and a world currency and a world bank, and it's all run by liberals. Bless their soul. But see, as long as they only make it about one party, the establishment's safe. When that illusion is shattered, then the globalists are in trouble. We'll break it all down. Take your call straight ahead.
Be Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. This 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I have two giant stacks of vitally important news. All of it just so important. National level exercise, new information about the FEMA drill coming up in a few days. New revelations of horrid legislation being introduced by the Obamanoids and their Republican accomplices and their accomplices in the media. More mainstream studies about high fructose corn syrup giving you diabetes, attacking your brain cells, impairing memory. It's just very important news, but I am trying to occasionally shake the show up, even if it doesn't even make it a better radio show overall. It's good to not get set in my ways and to shake things up and to do things differently. And so I am now going to take calls for the entire first hour covering none of the news stacks I have in front of me. Then, when I start the second hour, for 30 minutes, I'm in a news blitz on financial news, you name it. Then we've got Reverend Ted Pike joining us with the hate crime bill update, the cyberbullying update, where all that's going right now. Then Dr. Rand Paul joins us, son of Ron Paul, running for the Senate. I can tell you right now he's going to run, folks. Robert Wilcox, author of Target Patton, how the CIA, formerly OSS, murdered him. And if you're not for murdering Patton, you're not a patriot. If you're not for blowing up the World Trade Centers, you're not a patriot. If you're not for shipping in heroin and cocaine, you're not a patriot. But a patriot means you're a patriot to the world government and destroying America. These guys that wrap themselves in the flags make me sick. So we'll be breaking that down as well. But as promised, let's go to your calls. First-time callers, and as you hear me hang up on one caller, as you hear one caller hang up, it is your chance to call in at 1-800-259-9231. Here's the number for first-time callers, 1-800-259-9231. And if you disagree as a first-time caller, this is your chance, 1-800-259-9231. If you're a first-time caller and been trying to call in with a FEMA camp report or a martial law drill report or a government corruption report in your area, here's your chance, 1-800-259-9231. But please, we don't screen your calls. Just have your facts and info ready. I'm going to try to give you a minute or so. I'm going to try not to comment too long. I'm going to move to the next person so we can get more people on air. Because a lot of folks just constantly email me and write me letters saying, I can never get on, I can never get in. This is your chance, first-time callers. If you have a question for me as a first-time caller, first-time callers only today, at least in the first couple hours, 1-800-259-9231. Kind of like C-SPAN Journal, you can call in with a local news story or national news story or your take on something happening. This is your chance to be part of the broadcast and reach millions of people. And not just millions of people. This is not like millions of people watching some sitcom or drama. This is millions of active, informed info warriors. You want to commune across the airwaves with fellow like-minded liberty lovers? This is your chance. Austin in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
Worldwide transmission.
Well, I'm down here in Florida, and I'm just kind of getting you guys some information about what I think is going on. It seems like down here, especially, they're setting up the martial law already. I've seen an explosion of, like, cop cars just constantly. I mean, more than I've ever seen down here before, and it just seems like they're targeting the young people mostly, and because there's so many old people down here, and it seems like if you're out past like 8 or 9 o'clock and you're young driving a car, I mean, that's just free game, and they're just, it's like it's pretty nuts down here, man. It's getting wild. But I just want to appreciate everything you do, man, and I'm waking up people every day, and I noticed a lot of people down here are using music and bands to get their message out about, you know, the New World Order and everything. And a lot of kids are just, you know, getting their message out through the lyrics and music. And just that's pretty much it, man. I just want to appreciate everything you do and, you know, help. I'm helping waking up as many people as I can.
Austin, you are awesome. Take care from Florida. Let me comment on both the issues you raised. First off, the globalists are masters of psychology. They know how to make you want to live in tyranny. They created a fiat cashless society. They created a debt bubble, a debt vortex, a debt singularity, a black hole that would destroy the economic society by design. At the same time, they hyped up gangster culture, criminal culture. They pumped in 30 million illegal aliens, many of which are criminal. Many of the criminal element of Latin America and Asia and Europe have raced to the United States. And so crime is exploding right now. And so police don't really talk about it, but I had the Austin police chief in and he said, have you noticed there's more police? And I said, no, there's not really more police. You upped the Austin police 3 years ago before you even got here. You're just having them drive around with their sirens on. You're having them drive around in groups. And he said, ah, you're an astute young man. That's exactly what we're doing, high visibility to create the perception. So see, to the police, it all sounds reasonable. Oh, we've got higher crime rates increasing. So we got to set up checkpoints, and the end justifies the means. We'll end up catching more criminals. We'll end up catching more felons, more drunks. But everybody knows when they catch an illegal alien, the biggest culprits, they are ordered to let them go, or they get a slap on the wrist by the judge, $50 fine on average, and are released. Or if they call ICE, ICE won't pick them up. Or the New York Times reported earlier this year that Homeland Security takes them to government job centers and gives them jobs and green cards. So they'll come pick the illegals up now, but they'll take them to give them a job. Because they're there to drive down wages. You understand? They're a key economic military force. And as society breaks down, as crime rates explode, as things unravel, you're going to have the police more and more under pressure, the citizens calling for more and more. And yes, they are running checkpoints. The army is showing up at checkpoints. And as riots break out in the next 3-4 years, as society degenerates, the public will say, thank God the Army and Marines came out and restored order when they were burning this area of the city or looting that area of the city. And then the precedent is set. Just like they set the precedent with National Guard and regular Army in New York. Now they're in Dallas. Now they're in Phoenix. Now they're in Tennessee. Now they're all over California and Oregon. The regular Army, regular Marines with sidearms searching citizens' cars at checkpoints with big lights out in the middle of the night and in the broad daylight. And when local reporters pull up the videotape, it troops walk up and say, turn your camera off. So, yes, we are going into martial law, and it's going to be sold and it's going to be billed as something good. And in many cases, it will be. It's kind of like if you have bad arthritis, the first time you're given corticotropic steroids, like cortisone, it helps the first year or so. But then a year or two later, it kicks in and degenerates your joints 20, 30 times faster to where you can't walk. It makes your heart tissue disintegrate. So see, that's the parallel here. Oh, yeah. The globalists have engineered a system where military will be needed on the streets. More police violating the Bill of Rights and the state of emergency will be needed, and then the precedent set. They engineered the crisis to then offer the solution, and the average cop doesn't know that. They're not involved in social engineering, master planning, though all this is on paper and public. And in the end, it's going to destroy us. Are you going to be the one when inner city populations are burning down large areas of cities? If it comes to that, a lot of evidence shows it will. Are you going to be the one out complaining as the fires get nearer your neighborhood and there's army out there shooting looters? See, people are saying, the military isn't going to shoot at U.S. citizens. But see, just like the feds made aid not be allowed to come into New Orleans, just like they order people into the Superdome, just like they wouldn't let people get out on the major highways. They could get out at 4 or 5 different places. Just like the National Guard would try to bring food in, were ordered not to. Walmart tried. The fire departments from Houston tried. The Houston Police Department, only less than 100 miles away, tried. The local police and county tried, and the FEMA came in with fire axes and hacked their communications as the hurricane was hitting. That's on record. So when everything broke down, FEMA could say, look, we screwed up. We need even more funding and power for the martial law to come. And, they didn't send the military with aid. They sent them into the high and dry areas to loot homes and take people's firearms. And they'd catch people going across Lake Pontchartrain with their own firearms and granddaddy's shotgun, and the police, the feds, would board their boat and steal their family heirlooms, and they never got them back. It's social engineering, ladies and gentlemen, and you better get wise to it, and you better understand what's happening and how this is being done. On the second point, one of my greatest frustrations is I don't have time to go through all the patriot music and patriotic anti-New World Order stuff out there. I know a lot of folks send it to me. A lot of people call me, and I'm just so busy making films, writing books, doing the show that I can't reach out to all the incredible people, but know that I admire you all and just think you're great and keep it up. I salute all of you. some people get scorned because I don't return their calls or emails. I can't even listen to half this great stuff I'm sent. More of your calls straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, I just spent 10 minutes with one caller. It's almost impossible for me to take a lot of calls, but we're getting better at it. Ryan in Wisconsin. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to say thanks for waking me up. I had a question for you. Basically, I want to get your opinion about something. Before I was hit to the whole biometrics thing, I went to Disney World and I scanned my finger, and I was just wondering what that means in your opinion as far as Mark of the Beast.
Well, guaranteed, because all these companies have been caught doing it. Disney has sold that to Homeland Security. They had big consortium meetings starting about 12 years ago. We've seen the corporate minutes. We've read them on air from big biometric global standardization consortiums. They had a U.N. treaty in 2000. The U.S. signed on to it at the meeting in Australia for a world standardization of biometric retina scan, thumbprints, fingerprints, palm prints, and global standardization of other biometric data, RFID standardization. So they have a global standardization. And so you can read the corporate minutes of these RFID conferences, and the Pentagon will be there. That you can pull up USA Today. The exact headline was in 2002, going from memory, something like, try this right now. Let's see if I'm accurate, guys. Let's see if I'm accurate right now. This is from 2002. It was a USA Today headline. Then off that, I went to the consortium website. It was a Chicago biometric meeting in 2002. Again, there's scores of these, but I'm just giving you one of them. Not my opinion. I'll give you fact. Universal adoption of RFID by 2005. And then you read the article, the Defense Department ordered industry, so the Defense Department could order this to put in their, quote, control grid. Walmart teamed up with them at the time, had 34% of world retail. They're now about 40% to force all retail manufacturers, the manufacturers of retail items, to adopt RFID in a global standardized system. They called it godlike control. That was then again in the news last week in a Wired magazine story. Also, there was another story out of the Register in England. In fact, print me that again, too, guys. Headline, Rumsfeld says Pentagon to have godlike power to track everything. And so what they want is a biometric face scanning, thumbprint scanning, RFID smart dust system to track every slave on Earth. And this is the extermination grid. This is the tracking grid. Once it's in place, they can really then beta test the mass bioweapon releases and not just cull, you know, 30-40% of Africa, because there they've kind of got a news blackout and they can carry it out. They want to really start doing some heavy killing here. Go ahead.
So what, I mean, is there anything that I can do as far as, I'm not a totally religious person, but I somewhat believe in the mark of the beast and all that stuff. Is there anything I can do as far as fighting this? I mean, I made a mistake and did something that now, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have done. Is there anything I can do?
Well, the problem is the 501c3 churches, we never had that till the 50s. The feds told the churches they had to waive all their rights. The churches believed the mind trick and did it. It's all fraudulent. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. First Amendment begins with those words. And the World Council of Churches, set up by the Rockefellers 100 years ago, they have bought off all the major denominations, Catholic, Protestant, you name it. And so they're telling everybody, rejoice, give into this, you're going to be teleported out of here. Boy, are Christians going to be upset when they're not teleported out. That's why they're going to accept it. That's the great delusion. But that's what the Bible says, that the Antichrist will say he's Christ, and most Christians will fall down and worship him. The elect will be deceived. He will say he's Jesus, and they will believe it. But, you know, I don't even go there. I just, even if you're from a secular perspective, it is being tracked and traced and controlled. Imagine what Hitler would have done with these powers. Is this a good idea societally, historically? And the answer is absolutely not. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it does. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the biggest thing you can do is go to local churches, not even ones you're members at, and just start handing out documents that the church is 501c3 and ask the pastor if they're under FEMA control in a secret agreement. And really just breaking the whole covert operations umbrella that's over us, you break it by showing people. I mean, imagine what the church is going to think when they find out that their pastor is a spook, is a spy, is a government operative. I mean, you know, We're all living in a James Bond movie, folks. The globalists have taken their time setting this thing up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
U.S. military to install global internet architecture giving a godlike view of the planet. That was reported by Wired Magazine and several other British newspapers like The Examiner. You can go read them bragging. Everything you do, everything you buy, everything you sell, brain scanners on every street corner, then quote, oh, if you look agitated, they're going to send out psychological police. You cannot make up how draconian, how sickening it is. And they're engineering the economy where it isn't going to be manufacturing cars, it isn't going to be manufacturing computers. Any cars or computers are going to be manufactured for them to run your life. And where the majority of new jobs will be as enforcers. So people will rationalize and join the corrupt system because that's going to be the only growth industry, the only jobs. Is prisons and surveillance and micromanagement and the youth brigades and the senior corps as the Fed said a decade ago, they're now announcing that your forced compulsory national service will be wearing uniforms, will be spying on neighbors. And going back for at least 20 years, but now they're just announcing it publicly. Cable TV workers trained to spy on citizens. This is from PrisonPlanet.com from Paul Watson, but he links to Fox 35 report, which of course says it's great. While they're in your house without a warrant, they're spying on everything, including anti-government literature. They're being trained according to the DHS report. They see Ron Paul stickers, you're getting reported. This is the land of the free, home of the brave. You might want to go read that article. Bright House Networks employees will watch for suspicious behavior, which according to law enforcement, DHS guidelines includes being politically active, displaying bumper stickers, or disagreeing with the government. One of the largest cable TV companies in the United States is training its employees to look for suspicious behavior and report it to police. Of course, they have agreements where the company gets part of the fines and fees under the guise of Neighborhood Watch Initiative. Since, according to law enforcement, Homeland Security guidelines, suspicious behavior includes owning guns, being politically active, and having bumper stickers on your car, the cable guy's next visit to your house may turn out to have more interesting consequences than you originally anticipated. And now that we know about this, I mean, that's why the exterminator or the lawn person, they'll start asking questions. And you'll see them when you're in your house, looking on your tables, looking around for, because they're, a lot of these people make more money off of payments they get for turning people in than they do off their job. In fact, I remember seeing 60 Minutes story, had to be 15 years ago, sitting there on a Sunday evening watching 60 Minutes. I'd go over to my grandparents sometimes and have Sunday dinner with them, and I'd go in and watch 60 Minutes with my grandfather. He liked 60 Minutes. I remember a show on there about airline ticket counter people making more money off tips than they made off their regular job. And I talk about one lady making over $100,000 a year. It was a famous case of a guy flies every year from South Carolina to Houston, and he would pay in cash because then he got a discount, but he had receipts and everything to buy part of that year's crepe myrtles and other trees. And then they would be shipped by 18-wheeler to South Carolina. And he pulled out a wad of cash to pay. They took his money, and it was asset forfeiture seizure, and that was the end of it. So this is the new America. I mean, you know, I mention this headline a lot because people don't seem to believe it. What was the exact headline? It was scofflaws get caught when ordering pizzas, USA Today. And that was 2002. And it said what we already knew. We've already been told this by pizza company higher-level executives, mid-level executives, that the three big pizza companies, wouldn't say who, but the big three, they basically all do it now, the big ones, and talk about how they get 25 to 35% of the fines. When you call to order a pizza, you tend to give your real name, real credit card, real address. Well, guilty until proven innocent, it is then run through a private subsidiary company tied in with Rumsfeld Holdings in Dallas. This is just one hub. There's other services. And then that is instantly uploaded to law enforcement. And instead of getting a pizza, you get a SWAT team visit. And it said it's even for warrants for parking tickets. Even for warrants for speeding tickets. The most basic stuff. And a lot of times they go ahead and deliver the pizza, but then a day later the police come. Or if you got a felony, more come. See, this is a Pentagon-designed grid. And they're going to stage chem and bio attacks. They're going to blame it on terrorists. They're going to use that to hurt us into the cities in the next decade. And then they're going to release stuff that wipes out almost everybody. So I want the cops who are laughing in the military, when you're there with your family dying later, at least then some of you may be able to survive and remember who did it. And when the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and others emerge from their bunkers, there'll be no rationales, no excuses. You know who did it. You know who the enemy is. Just in case we lose this round, and it really gets bad, I want to implant now in the history, in the memory, who did it. Because I know a lot of you aren't going to listen now. Down the road, I want you to pay attention. I know you're laughing. It's funny now. I understand it is to you. You're not going to read the White House science czar openly saying all this. You're going to suck your thumb. You're going to stick it in your mouth and feel good. Go home and watch some sports tonight and act tough to the neighbor. I understand you're going to strut around in front of your wife and act tough at the grocery store and impress her. I understand that. If you were a real man, you'd face history and face the scientific dictatorship we're under and wake up to that we're all in the same boat. But I know there's a good chance you're not. So at least before you die, as you're going, oh my God, Alex Jones was right, you might get your soul and heart right with God. Or some of you are going to live. Some of you will have natural immunity. And when you're dealing with the hunter killers, the flesh-eating robots, they're going to send after you into the rebels' enclaves. Just remember, we could have stopped it all early on. And see, I know this sounds insane, but where do you think they get ideas for movies like The Matrix and movies like Terminator? It's all from Pentagon documents. And we list those. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. The Swords are 30 years old, already killing people in Afghanistan and Iraq. They're now about to roll out flesh-eating robots, according to Associated Press. In fact, they don't believe that. Print me the flesh-eating robot again. Just Google flesh-eating robots to be deployed. Because, see, that's how they're going to feed themselves. Hunter killers is what they're called. And they've even got them coming out that wear camouflage uniforms and have rubber skin. Oh, like the early Terminators. Oh, I'm sorry, it was all Pentagon plan. But see, you won't wake up to it because you watched a movie. You don't understand it's predicted programming. You don't understand the Terminators work for the bankers. The Terminators, yes, they're real. Flesh-eating Terminators. Yeah, you guys found it with your search, and then all you do is click on that article, and it'll take you to the, that's just a blog reporting on the article, then that article will lead you to the article. Flesh-eating robots. Feed on dead bodies. And that pulled up the Fox News headline. Biomass-eating robots is a vegetarian company, says. That's a new article about it. Oh, the flesh-eating. They did. That's the original article with the same photo of the control drone running the flesh-eaters on the ground. Wow. Well, I gave that to Jacobson. He better have screenshot that for the film. Oh, we have copies around here. It's in the stack. Wow, they took it down. Amazing. They had company quotes about how it eats humans. Oh, I guess that was a little much for the slaves to hear. The whole Pentagon's converting over to drone and remote control and AI aircraft, helicopters, and soldiers. Humans will just maintenance robots that work in the robot factories. And then the next phase, there won't even be humans needed for that. It'll be robots working on robots that work on robots with some specialized technicians, but they'll all be eugenicists who believe in the holy work. No, you think I'm joking. That's fine. That's fine. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronald in D.C. Ronald, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? It's an honor to be on your show right now.
Honored to have you with us.
Yeah, but basically I wanted to talk to you about the police state that you were talking about in your films. And I recently just moved to Washington, D.C., and my friend who lives in the city, North Carolina, recently told me that they installed these cameras on top of the telephone poles to monitor people on the streets, and what had happened was...
Yeah, that's part of the kill grid. Again, first they said it was for traffic, and it did have dual use for that. Now they go, oh, the cameras are for you, and they're face scanning you and reading your license plate. Oh, it's Pentagon designed. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what had happened is the reason why he found out about this was this guy broke into somebody's car or something like that, and then the next day the cops just ran up to his house and pulled him out of his house and were like, yeah, we got you on camera breaking this guy's car. And the guy's like, I didn't know you guys had cameras. And so they
Of course it has a use. And then they're going to statistically only bust a certain amount to fill their prisons. And they're artificially turning the economy off where people won't be able to live without stealing. And then you get half the public in prison and half the public running the grid. And, you know, people spying on the watchers, and they'll burn lots of watchers and lots of cops on TV to make everybody get into accepting it. It'll all be run by the psych warfare chiefs.
And the thing about it is, like, Elizabeth City is a really rural town. It was, like, probably the last place I would have thought there would be, like, a police state control grid there, you know, because there's probably a population of, like, 50,000 people. So, which I found really ironic.
I know, my friend. It's bad news. I appreciate your call. Now, the most rural areas, you'll be out in the middle of nowhere at a four-way stop, a town that's maybe got six, seven houses in it. There'll be four-way stop cameras, high-power digital face scan, biometric walk scan, license plate scan, all Pentagon run. Pentagon openly brags about it. Godlike control, because they're control freaks. And the Pentagon boys line up and take their shots, and they die of their cancer like they're supposed to, and they drink their fluoride water and say, yes, sir! So do the police, because it's all part of being part of the power structure. All part of laughing at Alex Jones. It's so funny. But it is 2009, boys, and you're not in Kansas anymore. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Listen, a couple of things I wanted to mention. First of all, I think intelligence and information is very important. I know you touched base on it the other day. And anybody out there that has access to certain information that the public should know should get it out. And one thing I wanted to tell you that I saw a few years ago is a guy that I worked with was he was an assistant to a high military officer, and during Desert Storm 1, he goes, I'm going to show you a picture. I'm going to show you something that no one knows about. And he showed us a picture of a private meeting that he went to with Schwarzkopf and his cabinet members and Saddam Hussein and his cabinet members all meeting together. Another guy was sitting there looking at that. He goes, oh, you should turn that into Spy Magazine. And the guy was like, no way. He goes, I don't want to get killed, you know. And, you know, I tell people all the time, people say to me, they say, look, you shouldn't be talking about all this stuff, you know, about 9/11 and such and such. I'm going to say, look, I'd rather die a free man getting the information out that I think is true than to sit and cower down and do nothing, because that's what they did in Nazi Germany. And the other thing I wanted to mention, Alex, is I grew up in church, and a while back, Stephen Anderson, Pastor Stephen Anderson, was on Albright's show, and I was the last caller to call in. And
yeah, we've had Anderson on here. He's the guy that got beat up by the 100-mile-deep checkpoint.
Yes, sir. And I remember that. I had started listening to him a months or so before that happened, and I was very surprised when I heard about it. And so anyway, I was the last caller to call in, and I said to Steve, because Steve's a post-tribulationist, and I told Steve, I said, Steve, you know, the problem with the church today is so many people in the church are so wrapped up in the pre-trib stuff that they don't believe they're even going to be here when this happens.
No, that's why the media gave it all attention and sold 100 million books for Tim LaHaye and all those guys, is because that was never taught till 100 years ago. It's totally made up. And I talk to these little church ladies, you know, with their hair all done, and they go, praise God, it's the end. I'll be teleported out soon. No, you're not, lady. And so it's just the ultimate delusion, and so they're standing down because their churches are openly run by the federal government.
Yes, sir. And see, the thing is, though, him and Catherine Albright got to talking about it. He goes, I'm brought that up, and she wanted to talk to him more about it after the program because she's on the same sheet of music, apparently. But the other thing I was going to ask is if you ever thought about doing a video on how some of these big church leaders like Rick Warren, Joel Osteen, even John Hagee have people like McCain, Obama, and all these people in their churches. And I get so sick of hearing this conservative Christian crap that it's like, you know what, guys? These guys are part of it, too. You know,
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. What did Pat Robertson say when Obama was elected? He said, it's of the Lord. Socialism is good. America will accept it. And that he thinks Obama's good. And he said, it's foreordained. It is of God. Stand down. He might as well have been in a Borg outfit saying, resistance is futile. And that's what all the big Christian leaders said. They said, do what the president says. It is ordained. It is of the Lord. Stand down, G.I. Lay down, G.I. Do what we say. They're openly on government payroll. Because they never get audited. They never get messed with. And then the preachers can dress like little pimps in their little suits and have their little info babe wives and little pinky rings. And they are bought and paid for intellectual, spiritual prostitutes. They are demons of the pit of Hades. And they sit there lying to their flock. That's their job. They work for old Scratch.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
People always ask why I print every story. Because they pull stories, and Fox News, AP, and others pulled the flesh-eating robot story with the Pentagon developing robots that feed themselves off enemies. which of course is a violation of the rule of law and the rules of war, the Geneva Convention. But if you're going to torture people and torture their kids in front of them to get answers, as the Pentagon admits, why not have the robots feed on dead bodies? I mean, that's, they all see us as human resources anyways. That's the big bioethicist eugenics terms. See, everything's eugenics, the terms they use in business, everything. Well, guess what? We printed two copies of it. We happen to have it. We're going to have to scan that up on the web and point out that it was censored for some reason, because it did have the company bragging that it could eat dead bodies. And then magically they took it down, but we printed it. So I'll have to, when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, coming up in about 35 minutes, we'll go live and we have Ted Pike on with us. I'm going to go over that. Then Rand Paul, Robert Wilcox, and others. And, of course, your phone calls coming up right now, in fact. Who is first here? Daniel in California. You're on the air, Daniel. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to send some great kudos to Jason Burmis and to you specifically. Just woke me up completely about 2 years ago when I saw Loose Change. And I ended up watching just about every other program that you guys have put together. So keep that up. And I've been sharing this information for at least 2 years now. And I'm part of a few organizations now that I never actually thought about before that. Been in the food industry for 20 years, engineering, generally speaking, in plant-wide operations. And I can without a doubt let you know that all of the things that, that you talk about, the things that are in these videos, absolutely hit the mark. They hit the mark. And what happened along the way was I started looking up in the sky and started doing monitoring on all of the spraying that goes on in the skies here in the Central Valley. So got hooked up with the California Skywatch. And so basically I do logs on all of these items and call specific organizations that I've finally found who...
Well, for those that don't know, yes, you're finding like-minded people. And there's nothing better than that camaraderie and those soulmates in this fight for freedom. But our team is in California right now with California Skywatch. And California Skywatch and Skywatch around the world, just like we are, change it, spreading everywhere. InfoWars groups, Liberty Committee groups. Whatever you do, just start a group. And they are, Skywatch has got new footage at meetings where the universities are openly admitting on video that they are chemtrailing us and that, yes, it's bad for the earth, but we have to do that to save you from the global warming. So it's openly being admitted. They're just kind of creeping out in plain view, hoping nobody notices.
Yes, and I took it to an extra level. I started taking samples and started sampling the water because I've done that in my career over time. I always had to sample all the water that we used. But I actually found the exact items that are being discussed. So anybody who has any doubt about this going on, there is no doubt. It is a fact. There are no myths. This is no theory. There are no theories anymore. And I just want to make sure that I stress, I have been over time focusing on communicating to people, becoming a blogger. I never thought I would be doing this in my life.
Oh, what's your blog? Tell us about it.
No, I'm basically an objective blogger. I don't blog. I don't have one. What I do is I go out and I basically make factual
comments. No, I understand. You give the data to folks. Well, listen. We've actually got our people meeting with fish and wildlife officials that are talking about chemtrails.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.